It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
What's up, everybody? Paul Hickey here with nooffseason.com. Welcome to the hockey card market update here on the sports card strategy feed, coming to you every Thursday on the nooffseason.com sports card network. Today, of course, is Thursday, May 2nd. This episode is brought to you by nooffseason.com, the number one place to get all the information you need to make money flipping sports cards. Get a free 30-day trial today at nooffseason.com. All right, let's get into the data here. Top hockey card sales volume in the last 7 days. Rookie cards only, raw or graded. Connor Bedard's 2023 Upper Deck 451 Young Guns Base Raw is still the number one selling hockey card. 78 sales of that card in the last 7 days, stabilizing a little bit. Average sale price $354, last sale yesterday, May 1st, of $347. That's down only $11.62, so that card's starting to stabilize a little bit. Arturs Silov's 2023 Upper Deck 485 Young Guns Base Raw. We're starting to see some goaltenders in today's episode. 71 sales of that card in the last 7 days. Average sale price $4.46. Last sale yesterday, $4.95. This card is up over the last 7 days, $3.49. That's actually up a whopping 239%. All right, let's go over to the top hockey card sales, graded only, rookie cards only in the last 7 days. Connor Bedard's 2023 Upper Deck Young Guns Base 451 in PSA 9. That's a pop 1844. 60 sales of that card in the last 7 days. Average sale price $388. Last sale yesterday, $393. So that is up 3.7% or $14.01. The PSA 10 version of that card is clocking in at number two. 47 sales of that card in the last 7 days. The market kind of saying, hey, we want the Young Guns, but we want to pay a third of the price. The average sale price of the PSA 10 is $981, but that's actually up $28.09. So the PSA 10 starting to tick back up, which is interesting. Bedard's 2023 Upper Deck Star Rookies number one base PSA 10, pop 336, sold 18 times in the last 7 days. Last sale yesterday, $65.50. That's down 13.2%. Jeremy Swayman, another goaltender that we see on today's episode, 18 sales of his 2021 Upper Deck 226 Young Guns base in PSA 10. That's a hot card right now. Last sale yesterday, $121 on May 1st. That's up 53.1%, up just under $42. Zach Benson's 2023 Upper Deck Young Guns base 474 in PSA 10. Only a pop 100, but it sold 14 times in the last 7 days. Last sale yesterday, $70 on May 1st. Average sale price over the last 7 days, $67.87. Leo Carlson's 2023 Upper Deck Young Guns base 468 in PSA 10, pop 191, sold 14 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price $127. Last sale a couple of days ago, $131. Let's look at the top overall sales in the hockey card market in the last 7 days. Connor McDavid's 2015 SP Authentic 226 Future Watch Auto, serial numbered out of 999, in BGS 95, sold yesterday, Wednesday, May 1st, for $7,600. Alexander Ovechkin's 2005 SP Authentic 190 Future Watch Auto out of 999, sold a few days ago for $5,500. And the great one, Wayne Gretzky's 1979 OPG number 18 base PSA 7, sold a few days ago, April 28th, for $5,400. And Connor Bedard's 2023 Upper Deck 451 Young Guns Outburst Silver in PSA 10, sold a few days ago, April 27th, for $4,350. All right, now ticking over to the top card sales in the last 7 days with five or more sales. Wayne Gretzky's 1979 OPG number 18 base, this time in PSA 5, sold five times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $1,530. Last sale yesterday, May 1st, $1,600. Ovechkin's 2005 Upper Deck Young Guns base 443 in PSA 9 is a pop 1304, sold six times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $1,060. Last sale a few days ago, $1,300. That's up $300. Gretzky's 1979 Tops, this time number 18. It's the same photo, but it's a Tops card base PSA 6, sold six times in the last 7 days for average sale price of $1,320, but it sold on Monday, April 30th, for $1,230. That's up $58. All right, now any card that makes the following criteria, 2012 through the present, does not have to be a rookie card, but has to be graded, has to be 10 or more sales. The top risers in this category, and there's quite a few of them in the last 7 days. Number one, top riser, Connor Bedard's 2023 Upper Deck OPG Glossy. This is card number R47 in PSA 10. Last sale a couple of days ago, $139. That's up $53.74, or 62.9%. We talked about Jeremy Swayman earlier in the episode. His 2021 Upper Deck Young Guns base PSA 10 that we talked about, 18 sales in the last 7 days. That's up 53.1%, just under $42. Bedard's 2023 Upper Deck P60 UD Portraits in PSA 10, sold 10 times in the last 7 days. That's up $15.69, or 17%. And Cole Caulfield, a name we haven't talked about in a while in the hockey card market, his 2021 Upper Deck 201 Young Guns base PSA 9, sold 10 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $41.42. Last sale Monday, just under $42. That's up $3.05. Okay, now same criteria, but biggest fallers. So again, 2012 through the present, 10 or more sales, graded only, does not have to be a rookie card. Biggest fallers, 12 sales of Connor Bedard's 2023 OPG 582 Marquee Rookie in PSA 10. Average sale price in the last 7 days, $172, but last sale yesterday, only $146. That's down $92, or 39%. Bedard's UD Star Rookies number 1 2023 base in PSA 10, 18 sales of that card in the last 7 days. Average sale price just under $70. Last sale yesterday, $65.50. That is down 13.2%, or just under $10. Luke Hughes 2023 Upper Deck Young Guns base PSA 9 is down 4.7%, but just $1.80. And Matthew Nye's 2023 Upper Deck 222 Young Guns base PSA 9 is down 4.2%, but that's down only $1.11. Zach Benson's 2023 Upper Deck Young Guns base PSA 10 is down $2.23, just down 3.1%. Today's episode, guys, is brought to you by CGC Cards, the perfect place to slab your favorite sports cards. From their crystal clear holders to their affordable pricing, CGC Cards is the perfect stop for your grading needs. Go to cgccards.com to start grading today. And today's featured CGC card sale is none other than Logan Thompson's speckled rainbow foil Young Guns in CGC Gem Mint 10 from 2021-2022. It sold on February 4th for $49.95 on one bid. Everybody, what a great deal in those CGC slabs. Thanks for joining us on the weekly hockey card market update. Don't forget to like this at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. Comment, share, leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app, and stay tuned for our Monday and Wednesday sports card strategy show, full episodes, and Friday's premium podcast at nooffseason.com. Stop making dumb mistakes in the hobby. Take Sports Card School now. Sports Card School is a safe place for noobs, advanced flippers, and high rollers alike to learn how to navigate the hobby and ultimately build a collection that increases in value. Go to sportscardschool.com. Get a free 30-day trial at nooffseason.com today to start learning our guidelines, strategies, and plays to help you make money flipping sports cards to fund your PC and other things in your life. Again, thank you so much to today's sponsor, CGC Cards. Everybody, have a great day.